لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم.
We have indeed created man in the best shape.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madin channel, there are countless benefits of reciting Durood and Salam on the best of creation, the seal of prophethood, peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, "The person closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited salat upon me abundantly in the dunya." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Intentions play an absolutely crucial role in our life. Their importance can be realized from this saying of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, "Innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat." The actions are dependent upon intentions. Therefore, I make the intention that I record this silsila to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and for the benefit of the people. You can also make some good intentions to gain some reward. That I will try to watch this silsila with full attention and remove any obstacles that will come in the way of my concentration. Whatever I will learn, I will try to remember by making notes if possible, and I will try to act upon this information and also convey it to others. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, welcome to our new silsila, Wonderful Creation. In this silsila, we'll try to learn about the wonders of human body and try to understand all those intricate processes that are taking place within our body that we are not even aware of. The aim of this silsila is to help us be grateful for this amazing bounty in the form of our body and also to strengthen our belief in the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madin channel, Shaitan is our open enemy. He is always busy planning how to misguide us, and he will not rest until our world hereafter is destroyed. Therefore, to remain negligent of such an enemy is a grave mistake. Every individual has a shaitan with him who invites him towards evil. The name of this shaitan is waswas, and his invitation is called waswasa, meaning a whisper. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that when a child is born to a man, Allah Azza wa Jal appoints an angel with this newborn, and Shaitan appoints one of his progeny to the newborn. Shaitan whispers evil thoughts to the left side of his heart, and angel puts good thoughts to the right side of his heart. In this manner, both the angel and the Shaitan, they keep busy in their invitation throughout the life. To be able to fight and defeat Shaitan, we need to be aware of the tricks he uses to deceive people. We must not accept his evil and destructive invitation. Sometimes Shaitan puts whispers in our mind about the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal, and consequently one may start thinking, does Allah Azza wa Jal exist or not? May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from this whisper of Shaitan. Whenever a negative thought comes to our mind, we must be able to counterbalance it with a positive thought. Otherwise, these negative thoughts or whispers of Shaitan, they will turn into a belief system. Whispers of Shaitan about the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal, they need to be counterbalanced by thinking about the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal that prove to us the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is not compulsory that we see or feel something for it to exist. The rising smoke in the sky forces us to believe there is a fire somewhere, even though we cannot see that fire. An individual sitting in the shade is not able to see the sun. However, the scorching heat and the sunlight makes him believe that sun does exist. In this universe, there are countless signs that prove to us that Allah Azza wa Jal exists. We just need to ponder and reflect in these signs. Allah Azza wa Jal states in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Undoubtedly, in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alteration of night and day are signs for the intelligent. Hazrat Abdullah Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala states, I stayed at the house of Hazrat Maimuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, and that night the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was staying there as well. When 1/3 of the night had passed, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam woke up, looked towards the sky and recited this verse. And according to another narration, it is mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam further said, the regret is for that individual who recites this verse and does not ponder in it. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. There are countless signs mentioned in the Holy Quran about the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal, both relating to the sky and to the earth, which prove to us the existence of the Rabb Azza wa Jal. However, if any human were to merely reflect on his own body, let alone the signs in the sky and the earth, he will find such amazing signs in billions and trillions that will surrender him to believe that Allah Azza wa Jal exists. Allah Azza wa Jal states in Surah At-Teen, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have indeed created man in the best shape. In this surah, Allah Azza wa Jal takes oath of the fig, the olive, Mount Thora, and the city of Makkah, and then states that we have created man in the best shape. There is an appropriate ratio to the size of our bodily organs, and we are not bent like animals, but instead, our body is upright. We are not made to eat direct from our mouth like animals, but rather Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with hands to eat. The man has been blessed with knowledge, understanding, wisdom, respect, and the power of speech. If an individual were to compare himself with the rest of the creation and ponder on his own body, then it will become apparent to him like daylight that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed him with amazing bounties of both inner and outer beauty. The more one reflects on this, he develops greater understanding of Allah Azza wa Jal's might and his power. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala says that there are two types of knowledge worthy of learning. First one is knowledge of fiqh, through which one develops understanding of religious affairs. And the second is medical knowledge, through which one develops understanding of his own self, meaning the human body. My dear son, brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, let us use modern day medical knowledge about the human body to help us understand what a wonderful creation of Allah Azza wa Jal our body is. This understanding should make us grateful and at the same time strengthen our belief in the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. The physical body of a human being is helped to stand straight by the skeleton of bones. The bones are covered with the layers of soft tissue, muscle and the skin. Then inside of our abdomen, chest and the skull are organs like stomach, intestine, liver, lungs, heart, eyes, ears and the brain, to name a few. Every organ of our body works in sync with other organs to keep us alive and functioning. Human body is such an amazing machine that defies logic and intellect. If you are an architect, if you are an engineer, or you are a mechanic or software developer, You may be a rocket scientist. No matter what is your field of expertise, when you think of the design of a human body and its functioning, you will simply be overwhelmed by the perfection and the beauty of this design. In this silsila, we will try to unravel the mysteries of the human body in a way that will be easy for you to understand, inshallah, azza wa jal. Take the example of a house. When lots of bricks, they are put together in an orderly manner, the house is built. Human body is made up of lots and lots of single cells organized in an intricate manner that leads to the overall shape of our body. We can see the bricks of a house. However, the cells of human body, they are so small that we cannot see them without the help of a microscope. These individual cells, they adopt different functions. When cells with a specific function, they clump together and they function together, they form organs of the body. In this episode of the silsila, Wonderful Creation, we will try to unravel the mysteries of one single cell. A cell that is so small that it cannot be seen without the help of a microscope. And yet, this tiny particle performs hundreds and thousands of functions that are essential for our life. This really is amazing. My dear brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the cell is the basic structural, functional and biological unit of all living organisms. A cell is the smallest unit of life and it is often called the building block of life. Human beings contain more than 10 trillion cells with dimensions between 1 micrometer and 100 micrometers. How much is 1 micrometer? Take the length of 1 meter and divide it into 1 million equal units. And each one of these units is a micrometer. So a micrometer is 1 millionth part of a meter. We fail to comprehend such a small dimension. Wait until you will learn how many complex systems are there in such a small structure, which is this human cell. And clearly this verse of the Holy Quran comes to my mind. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ So, O men and jinns, which favor of your Lord will you deny? By studying the human cells under the microscope, using a number of different complex methods, scientists have understood the following structures that are present in our cells. First of all, each cell is covered by an outer layer called cell membrane. And inside of the cell is filled with a fluid called cytoplasm. Imagine a balloon filled with water. The rubber material of the balloon that can be thought of as a cell membrane. And the water inside the balloon can be thought of as the cytoplasm. Each cell actually has a three-dimensional shape, which is helped by the cytoskeleton. Structures that maintain shape of each cell. Imagine all those walls and pillars supporting a multi-story building. Cytoskeleton of the cell can be thought of as the pillars and the walls of the cell that give it three-dimensional shape. This tells us that these cells, they are not flat structures like a desk, rather they are three-dimensional. And within the cytoplasm of a cell, there are lots of different compartments which perform different functions. These compartments are called cellular organelles. Organelle in simple term means a little organ. So in simple term, an organelle can be compared to a machine that performs one specific function. Imagine the production line in a factory with lots of machines, each performing different functions to create the final product. Similarly, each of these organelles, they perform a specific function to maintain life. These organelles or little organs inside a cell, they are the nucleus, the mitochondria, endoplasmic reticulum, Golgi body, lysosomes, peroxisomes, centrosomes. And inshallah azza wa jal, in this episode and the next episode, we will try to look at the function of some of these and the others. Let us try to understand
What do these organelles do and how do they maintain the function of a cell? My dear brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, in learning about the organelle structure and function, please remain focused on this one fact, that these organelles are present inside a cell that is only the size of a millionth of a meter and cannot be seen without the help of a microscope. How small the structure of these organelles will be inside a cell that is a millionth of a meter in size, and how miraculous it is the very complex and intricate functions they are taking place at such a microscopic level. Let us try to understand the structure of a cell membrane. Think of a balloon filled with water. The plastic layer of the balloon can be compared to the cell membrane of the cell. So in essence, it is an outer covering of the cell. Cell membrane is a thin sheet-like structure composed of different types of proteins when we look at it with a microscope. It also contains lipids, also known as fats, and small amount of carbohydrate. The beauty of cell membrane is that it is not an inert or a static barrier. Rather, cell membrane is a very mobile and dynamic structure in which proteins tend to move around. Membrane proteins can be thought of as floating in the sea of lipids, and this fluid nature of the membrane is vital to the proper functioning of proteins during selective transport of nutrients from outside of the cell into the inside and vice versa. There is further detail to the structural composition of cell membrane, which we will not go into as it will complicate the discussion and you may get confused. So what is the function of cell membrane? One of the great wonders of the cell membrane is its ability to regulate the concentration of substances inside the cell. Cell membranes, they regulate the volume of the cell and also the pH, acidity of a cell, by selectively controlling the movement of molecules in and out of the cell. By doing so, cell membranes play a crucial role in maintaining the correct environment of ions and small molecules within the cell. Each single cell is bathed by the tissue fluid, which contains many nutrients which are needed by the cell. The cell membrane helps to transport these nutrients into the cell. Chemical reactions taking place within the cell, they produce toxic waste. And cell membrane plays a crucial role in pumping these toxic waste out into the tissue fluid, which is then carried by the blood to the kidneys, and waste products leave our body in the urine. How does this transport take place across the cell membrane? My dear sisters and brothers and viewers of Padni Channel, within the microscopic structure of cell membrane, there is an intricate network of mechanisms that regulate transport of these nutrients and waste products. It is as if there are security guards looking after the gates, controlling who goes in and who comes out. Water and other organic molecules, they cross the cell membrane by passive diffusion without the need for any carriers or energy. However, molecules like glucose, they are transported from the tissue fluid into the cell by a process known as facilitated diffusion, which requires specific carriers, but again does not require energy. Think of these carriers like small holes in the skin of the balloon with plastic rings only allowing glucose through. Small ions like sodium, potassium and calcium, they are transported through a process called active transport. For this function, there are special ion pumps which use energy to transport these molecules into or out of the cell. You can think of these ion pumps as a water pump that uses electricity or electric energy to transport water from the ground level to the top floor storage tank. There are a number of different ion pumps that exist in the cell membrane which help to perform this function. And there is also another mechanism of co-transport through which amino acids are transported across the cell membrane. Then there are specific receptors for a large number of molecules. When these molecules bind to their respective receptors, they are taken inside the cell and vice versa. And my dearest brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, there is further detail to each of these mechanisms at chemical level. However, this is not the scope of our silsila. All of these intricate and complex chemical reactions, they are taking place in our cell membrane without any effort or volition on our behalf. Who is driving all these reactions? All by themselves? No, my dear sisters and brothers, not by themselves. There is a creator behind all this, who is running this universe at big level and at the same time complex chemical reactions within our cell membranes at microscopic level. We can appreciate the importance of a cell membrane through this fact that loss of integrity of normal cell membrane structures is often associated with number of different disease processes. So for example, raised cholesterol level, which is a very common and dangerous disease, and is an important cause of heart attacks and strokes, raised cholesterol results from reduced uptake of cholesterol by the cell membrane due to a fault in a particular receptor which is called LDL receptor. Cholesterol, as a result of this fault in the LDL receptor in the cell membrane, cannot enter the cells, and the cholesterol builds up in the blood vessels, causing blockages. In diabetes, important cell membrane proteins malfunction, leading to the reduced levels of insulin receptors, which results in insulin resistance, leading to high blood glucose in the bloodstream, causing damage. It is also important to note that modifications in viscosity of the cell membrane, they've been associated with the development of blood pressure as well. Imagine, my dear sisters and brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, who controls the viscosity of cell membrane? Who controls the number of receptors for different chemicals? And who gives rise to the fault in the genes? It is the divine plan of Allah Azza wa Jal. In medical terms, this is translated as genetic predisposition when it comes to risks of developing different diseases. Let us now move to the next structure that is present inside the cell, and that is called cytoskeleton. Remember that cells have a three-dimensional structure. Cytoskeleton can be compared to the pillars and walls of a house. The cytoskeleton serves three main functions. It determines the shape of the cell, it plays a role in movement of molecules, and it also regulates the organization of internal structures. The immunofluorescence techniques that have been developed by the scientists for the study of cell reveal that cytoskeleton comprises of three subtypes of strands: microtubules, microfilaments, and intermediate filaments. Each of these is composed of a different type of contractile protein which performs different functions. Microtubules, they are approximately 30 nanometers in diameter. They are involved in intracellular transport of vesicles, movement of cilia, and chromosome separation when the cells divide. Microfilaments, on the other hand, they are about 7 nanometers in diameter. They are involved in cell movement, for example, growth of nerve axons. And intermediate filaments, they are 7 to 11 nanometers in diameter. And they contribute to the mechanical strength and stability of cells and internal structures. My dear brothers, imagine that you were given a droplet of water whose size was a millionth of a meter, which you could not see with your own eyes and needed a microscope, and then you were given the task to create a skeleton in that water droplet to give it a three-dimensional structure using strands that were billionth of a second. Could you do that? Let alone yourself. Not even the professor of cell biology could achieve this task. This begs me to ask this question, that how could it have come into existence on its own? This is the wonderful creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Cytoskeleton plays fundamental role in the structure of a cell, especially red blood cells, which float in our blood vessels and squeeze through the tiniest capillaries to provide oxygen to every single cell in our body. Cytoskeleton of red blood cells not just maintains their three-dimensional shape, but it also helps them change their shape when squeezing through those tiniest blood vessels. Loss of cytoskeletal contact in red blood cells leads to their breakdown, resulting in hemolytic anemia. As a result of this, patient suffers from anemia, jaundice, and enlarged spleen. Furthermore, when red cells break down, they release a pigment called bilirubin, and this accumulates in the gallbladder and can cause gallstones. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, try to imagine the trillions of cells in your body, not visible with the naked eye. Then imagine the structures and organelles within the cell like cytoskeleton, which are only nanometers in diameters. And these structures, they need electron microscope for them to be seen. Try to imagine the intricate network of cytoskeleton in every single one of these trillions of cells, maintaining their three-dimensional structure and at the same time allowing them to be flexible. Absolutely amazing. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ So, O men and jinns, which favor of your Lord will you deny? My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, let us now look at the next structure within our cells, and that is of endoplasmic reticulum. Endoplasmic reticulum is a type of organelle that forms an interconnected network of flattened membrane-enclosed sacs or tube-like structures. The endoplasmic reticulum serves many general functions, including the folding of protein. The endoplasmic reticulum serves many general functions, including the folding of protein molecules in sacs and the transport of synthesized proteins in vesicles to the Golgi body. Correct folding of the newly made protein is made possible by several endoplasmic reticulum proteins. Only properly folded proteins are transported from the endoplasmic reticulum to Golgi body. Endoplasmic reticulum also functions in lipid manufacture and metabolism, the production of steroid hormones, and detoxification of drugs and other toxic compounds. Endoplasmic reticulum is also an important source of calcium ions that can be mobilized for intracellular signaling. These are indeed very intricate processes, which are very meticulously regulated. What happens when these things go wrong within the endoplasmic reticulum? My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, there is a protein called the XBP1 protein. This protein regulates the expression of genes important to the proper functioning of the immune system. Abnormalities in the XBP1 protein, they lead to a heightened endoplasmic reticulum stress response and subsequently causes a higher susceptibility for inflammatory processes that may even contribute to Alzheimer's disease, which is the most common cause of dementia. And in our gut, the XBP1 anomalies have been linked to the inflammatory bowel disease, including Crohn's disease. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, sadly, we have come to the end of our first episode. In this episode, we have learned a little bit about the cells of our body, how small they are, and how amazingly they have been created. We have tried to learn about the cell membrane, some of its functions. We've tried to learn about the cytoskeleton, some of its functions, and also endoplasmic reticulum. And we have also looked at the function of these organelles and what happens when things go wrong with these organelles. My dear brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, I invite you to ponder over this question. How did all of these complex structures come into existence? Who regulates these activities within our trillions of cells without us even knowing? Only if we were to be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, He has created us in the best shape. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ My dear sons, brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, in the next episode, we shall look at some of the other structures within the cell, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Until then, keep watching Madni Channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم
لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم
We have indeed created man in the best shape.